Progressive Talk Radio from a grassroots perspective. At 9, it's Press Watch. Teresa Mitchell will bring you the news that you're not supposed to know. At 10 o'clock, hear Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11 on Between the Covers, Kathleen Stevenson welcomes Victoria Stopiello to discuss her collection of essays, This Side of Sand Island, Reflections on Fish, Fins, and Finding Out About the Lower Columbia. And at 11:30 on The Film Show, a visit to the new microcinema at Portland International Airport, which features short films and videos by Oregon directors. Thank you, KBOO members, for your generous support. If you are not a current member, you can become one right now by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
That's right. It is 5:45 on a Wednesday, which means it is time once again for News from the Boo, our weekly roundup of items of interest here in the station and the greater listening community. We are joined, as we often are, by station manager Gil Cardone.
Hey, Brian.
Hello. And today we are also joined by Ani Haynes, who is KBOO's volunteer and outreach coordinator. Hello, Ani.
Hello.
Ani, I understand that you are going to give us the lowdown on some really cool events that we've got coming up in the next 2 weeks.
Absolutely. We have a lot of things going on. This weekend, in fact, is going to be Good in the Hood. Good in the Hood is a wonderful multicultural music, art, celebration, food, vendors, informational booths from many community groups. It's a wonderful event that takes place in Lillis Albina Park, and it is a three-day festival. It starts Friday evening with a kickoff party, and then all day Saturday and Sunday. Saturday also has a community parade that will be heading out of the King Elementary School and ending up at Lillis Albina Park, and that parade is going to step off at 11 o'clock. So there's just so much fun. There's live music on Saturday and Sunday, and KBOO is going to be there actually broadcasting from the stage throughout Saturday. So once again, as we have for about the last 5 years, we'll be bringing the sounds of Good in the Hood, the Saturday performances, live to the air.
Totally awesome. Thanks, Ani. So the Good in the Hood is how many days now?
It's 3 days long, and there's a kickoff party, excuse me, on Friday night at 6 o'clock. On Saturday, the festival opens at 11, and the parade will be coming on in somewheres around noonish. You know how parades go. It's a little hard to time them exactly, but we look forward to the performances. The musical performances will be starting at about noon on Saturday and Sunday, and going on through, I think, about 10 o'clock at night on all of those 3 nights.
And where is Lillis Albina Park?
Ah, for folks not familiar, it's it's a park that is in North Portland, and it is at Russell and Flint. So that is, Flint is just a couple blocks west of Vancouver. You can just check out any map, Lillis Albina Park. It's very close to the Emmanuel Hospital.
And I understand there is another uniquely Portland festival that'll be coming up the following weekend, June 30th. What will we have in store for that hopefully warm weekend?
Yes. So that's going to be the annual Waterfront Blues Festival. It's a wonderful benefit for the Oregon Food Bank. And KBOO's been there broadcasting that every year. This is its 30th anniversary. So we're super excited to be involved once again. We'll have a live broadcast booth, and we'll also, in that same area, be passing out information about the station. Folks can stop by and find out about volunteering at the station. I want to maybe just even give a little heads up. If folks listening right now are thinking, KBOO always sounds like fun. Because it is. Right?
Sometimes more fun than others. I think this would be the example of maximum fun.
Maximum fun. We are looking at our really just wonderful, fun outreach summer, right? Because everything that is sort of community celebrations pretty much in Portland gets packed into about 3 months. And so we are at the beginning of that now with the fantastic Good in the Hood celebration. And then we'll, for people that want to get involved and continue on having some fun with us this summer and beyond, the next volunteer orientation is going to be held on Wednesday, July 12th. So just about 3 weeks from now.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if anyone has not already got their tickets for the Blues Festival, do you want to maybe whet their appetite by giving some highlights of who's going to be there?
It's 5 days this year, so it's like really just beyond action-packed. I know Galactic's going to be there. I know that. There are so many great acts. And it's, you know, because July 4th is placed on a Tuesday because of our calendar system. We'll just blame the calendars. We get a whole extra day of fun packed into it because this is usually a four-day festival. But this year, it always has to involve the 4th of July. It's the longstanding tradition. And so we get it stretched into 5 days. And again, Kay, we will be having a live remote broadcast of all acts from the main stages. So that's noon to 10 o'clock. All of those 5 days from June 30th to July 4th.
That's the important thing to remember. If you are, like me, one of these people who can't ever seem to make it down there, that's fine. You can turn on your radio and it will be there for you.
And there's several roles, right, Ani, that, you know, folks you said who want to either who are currently volunteers with KBOO who want to become volunteers, what are some of the cool things they can do by joining
Absolutely.
The BOO crew at the Blues Fest?
Yeah, we have, a couple of things. For Good in the Hood, we still have a couple of things. If you are already a KBOO volunteer, we are still looking for a couple more people to help us staff the outreach table. And that's this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, at Lillis Albina Park for Good in the Hood. We have also, during the Blues Festival, many positions open. If you are already a KBOO volunteer, you can help us staff the outreach booth. If you've had any audio training, you can help actually do the remote broadcast. And if you have had just a little bit of training but no experience, that's great. This is a wonderful festival to get that experience at. So contact me right away. You can do that email-wise, volunteer@kboo.org. You could also give me a call here at KBOO, 503-231-8032. My extension is 213. You can ask for Ani. I'm the only one here. So those are ways to get involved for these things if you've already made it to volunteer orientation. If you haven't, come to the next one because we've got more festivals ahead, like the Cathedral Park Jazz Festival and more, just coming up all summer long. Also, even if you haven't had volunteer orientation, but you would like to join your KBOO family, your KBOO community, your KBOO friends, and come to the parade for Good in the Hood. We are meeting at King School, 7th in Alberta, and just be there by about 10 o'clock so that we can all get sort of synchronized. We will have our fabulous donated Fuzzy Blue Van, the Fuzzy Boo.
Fuzzy Blue Boo.
Fuzzy Blue Boo. And it will be just a great community celebration. So I do hope that many people will join us for that parade and to be a part of the KBOO contingent. And again, that's meeting at King School, 7th in Alberta, 10 o'clock, Saturday morning.
And these volunteer orientations are not only for the purpose of helping out with the festivals.
No, no.
We need volunteers here at the station in all kinds of capacities all the time, right?
Absolutely. For instance, doing exactly what you're doing now, announcing the news, being audio producers, making wonderful spots that we air, setting up live music in the studios, helping out at the front desk, doing janitorial work, helping us hang doors that are sagging in the studios. You know, I mean, everything from basic facility work to becoming an investigative reporter to helping to refile CDs in the record library.
So if you love KBOO and you have any kind of skill at anything, chances are we could really use your help. So come on down and give
us a hand. I'd like to think we're a lot of fun too.
And I have to speak also from my personal experience a few years ago when I joined, and I was like, wow, you know, audio engineering has always been something really interesting to me. And sure enough, you know, I took the trainings, went through the courses, And as we're saying, you know, as Ani mentioned, you know, if you want to help with the sound mixing, with the sound engineering at the Blues Fest or something like that, I did it one year. I was part of it, and it's amazing. You want to mix the sound. I mean, this is the music. This is everything that's going out into the airwaves and to all the listeners. It's amazing to be part of that.
And you know that, yeah, you know, you talk to your friends at home later on, and it's like, you heard that? I was doing that. I was pushing that leveling slider. That was me. It's really cool. It's a great feeling. And this is just a fantastic community to be involved with. There's a lot going on. If you are somebody who loves to get involved with special events, we've got a work group that meets the third Monday of every month at 6 o'clock. We are getting ready for our annual gigantic book and record sale, which will be on August 19th. And so we're starting to do all the prep work for that. If you've got books and records, you can bring them on down to donate them to that sale. Yes, you can. Again, you can contact me for all more information about that. volunteer@kboo.org or call me 503-231-8032, extension 213.
We have a few minutes left, and I'd like, if you could, to talk a little bit about what's coming up at the Clinton Street Theater, a frequent venue of benefits for KBOO.
Yeah, well, next Friday, June 30th, 7:30 at the Clinton Street, they will be showing On the Banks of the Tigris. It's a film that is really just a wonderful story of cultural resilience and identity. It's about war and conflict. It's dominating the news. This film reminds us that real heroes play music, they tell stories, and in this case, real heroes make films. The Iraqi-Australian writer and actor Majid Shakur fled Iraq during the war, but later learned an amazing secret about the music that he loved as a child and which he heard in coffee houses, on the radio, and in the markets of Baghdad. So at the heart of this story is a culture, it's about culture triumphing over regimes. It's presenting Iraq as a significant multicultural center where Jewish, Christian, and Islamic traditions were all welded together in a unique Iraqi culture that today is, you know, it almost seems utopian to think about. So that is a monthly benefit for KBOO. We encourage people to come and check out that film. We do films very regularly. Usually we do films the second Thursday of the month, but every now and again it switches around. We have all manner of good things happening, and you can always stay connected to what's going on by checking out our page on Facebook. That's facebook.com/KBOO Radio. You can also stay connected in the Twitterverse @KBOO or KBOO Radio on Instagram. You can also check out our own website, kboo.fm, and make sure that you're staying in touch with so many things going on that we are involved with, that we are doing, that we would love to have you participate in.
And mentioning again, Ani, you said, you know, you give your email and your phone number. You can also find us online. We have a page. If you go to the top menu page, I think it's under Get Involved. Mm-hmm. Click on that. And there's a drop-down menu for volunteers.
Yes.
Click on that. Give you more information on how to become a volunteer. The next orientation coming up, that date will be listed.
Yes.
We even have a link for applying to become a volunteer.
Absolutely. You can get me all of the information about what you're interested in doing and what your schedule's like so we can be ready for you when you get here. Again, the next volunteer orientation is Wednesday, July 12th at 7 o'clock. If you want to go to our website, kboo.fm/volunteer will also take you to that page, or you can just go to kboo.fm, get involved, hit the drop-down menu, and click on volunteer.
The time is running short. Gil, is there anything else that you'd like to share with us before we go?
Again, the events coming up and of course in the summer ahead, definitely please drop on by, come say hi to us. As Ani mentioned, the Good in the Hood this coming weekend from Friday to Sunday. There's a parade on Saturday. Hope to see the Fuzzy Boo. It's the big blue van out there. They were just at the Festival.
Indeed.
Last weekend.
Just got back to town from the What the Festival.
Fresh off of that What the Festival.
That's right. We are now checking in the remote equipment so we can check it back out on Saturday. This is really nonstop live remotes coming up for the next 2 weeks. We have so many wonderful community celebrations we're broadcasting from live. So it's a great time to listen to KBOO. It's a great time to get involved with KBOO.
For sure. We'll see you out there.
Ani, Gil, thank you so much for letting us know what's going on. And yeah, folks, the weather does not get any nicer than this, so you might as well go out and enjoy it and have some fun with KBOO at the same time.
Super cool.
So thank you both for joining us. Everyone out there, we will talk to you next week.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks so much.
And you are listening to KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Black Women for Peace 2017 Peace Festival on Saturday, June 24th at 5 p.m. at Portland Center Stage at the Armory in Portland. The fourth annual Peace Festival, We Stand for Peace, will feature music, spoken word, dance, and more from culturally diverse artists. Again, that's the Black Women for Peace 2017 Peace Festival on Saturday, June 24th at 5 p.m. at Portland Center Stage at the Armory, 128 Northwest 11th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor Friends of Noise Fest, a daytime music festival Sunday, June 25th at 4 p.m. at Disjecta in Portland. Friends of Noise Fest features 9 bands, including Waterfronts, Glacier Veins, Kuone, Shortline, After Hours, and more. There's also going to be food, art, and an opportunity to learn more about Friends of Noise and their mission to support all ages music spaces in Portland. Again, that's Friends of Noise Fest, Sunday, June 25th at 4 p.m. at Disjecta, 8371 North Interstate Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.